And now it's time for Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's talk hookup. For the next 2 hours, join Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Mexa, and this week's special expert guest for fishing information, new techniques to catch more fish, and the most current scoop on what's happening in the water. Let's Talk Hookup is sponsored in part by Yamaha Outboards, official motor sponsor of Let's Talk Hookup. Royal Polaris, the world's finest long-range sports fisher. By Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup, and Shimano Rods and Reels. Fish with the best, Shimano. Get ready for the fastest 2 hours on radio with the hosts of Let's Talk Hookup, Pete Gray, and Rock God Rick Maxa.
Good morning, anglers, and welcome to Let's Talk Hookup. I'm Pete Gray with Rock God Rick Maxa. We're in the mighty 1090 studios with Captain Andy Cates from the Red Rooster 3. Going to be talking some fishing here, big fish fishing on the Red Rooster. You stay tuned. This is Southern California's sport fishing voice. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090.
Who's going to be more successful? The guy with a state-of-the-art fish finder and the latest sonar technology? Or the guy who wastes time looking for fish the old-fashioned way? Smart fishermen know how to embrace technology. And no one understands technology better than your San Diego County Ford dealer. The new F-150 is the only truck available with Pro Trailer Backup Assist, the most advanced, most efficient way to back a trailer ever. It's just one of many high-tech features you won't find on any other truck. Ford is also the only brand available with EcoBoost, a twin turbocharged engine that offers impressive fuel economy without sacrificing power. In other words, Ford trucks just flat out work smarter. So whether you're on the road or on the water, don't let technology pass you by. Come in now and get a clearance price on a new high-tech 2017 F-Series pickup. Visit your nearest San Diego County Ford dealer today, Ford. That's California smart. Learn more at buyfordnow.com.
For decades, the Kona Kai has been considered San Diego's premier marina resort and spa. Now with millions of dollars in upgrades, the Kona Kai Resort is a destination for travelers worldwide who can live it every day. The docks and services are the finest quality in San Diego, and the Kona Kai is the closest marina to the open ocean. As a marina tenant, you enjoy many benefits, including secured free parking, a deluxe health club, swimming pool, and more. Enjoy discounts at their restaurant, bar, and hotel. If you don't have a boat, there are memberships available at a very affordable price. The Kona Kai Club has been offering members a home away from home since 1953. Members can spend their days on Kona Kai's private beach, meet new people in the club's modern lounge, share a meal with family at Bessel Restaurant and Bar, or pamper themselves in Spa Terra. Check out ResortKonaKai.com on the web for more information, to reserve a slip, or inquire about joining the club. The Kona Resort, like being on vacation every day in your own backyard. A few years ago, Shimano introduced the Tranx 500 reel, and it changed the way we cast for big fish. Now, by popular demand, Shimano has created two new sizes, introducing the Tranx 300 and 400, available now at your local Shimano dealer. Tranx is the dream reel for throwing big baits and catching big fish. X-Chip and HEG technologies combine to provide massive cranking power with a smooth, effortless retrieve. Plus, Shimano's new Core Protect water-resistant technology provides long-lasting durability in the harshest environment. The new Tranx 300 and 400 are available in two gear ratios and two different handle designs to cover all fresh and saltwater applications. See the new Tranx 300 and 400 at your local Shimano dealer. Tranx, it's not just a new reel, it's a way to fish. Check Shimano.com for all the details.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090.
All right, Captain Andy Cates, Red Rooster 3. Good morning, Andy.
Hey, good morning, guys.
What's up, Andy?
Great to have you in the studio. Hard to get you off that boat, man. You're working hard.
Yeah, well, you know, we finally shut down here for maintenance, so we got a couple of months to get the boat back up to snuff for the upcoming summertime here coming up. So it's exciting, you know. This water condition this year looks awfully favorable. There's already sign of that bluefin down, you know, anywhere from a couple hundred miles south of San Diego up. And the water conditions look really good this year, so we'll see what that gives. And all in all, you know, it was a pretty nice season. Scratch fishing for most of the winter months here, but good enough to keep people interested anyways and get a chance at catching a nice fish. But definitely scratch fishing here for a lot of these longer trips. We're still doing a couple of trips down to Puerto Vallarta, and We got another trip here in January. Next year, we're going to do something a little different. It's a Puerto Vallarta Lower Banks trip, where you fly into Cabo, and you fly out of Cabo. So you could fish the Lower Banks for 3-4 days, then you could squeak down to Tres Marias if you wanted to for 3 or 4 days, and then drop back off in Cabo. So kind of a little different trip for guys that are not interested in you know, spending a couple weeks on the boat, rather, you know, just...
How many day trip is that?
It's a total of 8 days of fishing, nine days on
cool.
the boat.
9 days, nice. So, I was just fly down, fly back.
I was going to say, the beauty of that is you're fishing damn near the whole time. It takes so little time to get to those grounds from Cabo that there's virtually no travel.
Yeah, I mean, you're right, absolutely. I mean, first destination is as close as 20 miles away.
Yeah, that's
so
awesome.
It's like, you know, I mean, we'll see how it goes, but it's popular. Guys are signing up there pretty rapidly. So, you know, and we have those couple of fly-down, fly-back trips that Jack Nielsen, Accurate Reel, sponsors, and we did those in October this year. And we switched them to April, the end of March, April of next year, because it was so hot down there again. I mean, October is rugged.
Okay.
It is. That's just a fact. So, and we learned that in 2 years that it was a fact, you know.
It's rainy, too, that time of the year, right?
You know, we would have done anything to have rain.
It was that hot.
Yeah, it was really hot. So we moved those trips into a little more... casual time of year, being late March, early April. So they are scheduled for 2019, and we went public with those. I gave the guys an opportunity that had already done the trips in October a chance to kind of grandfather in on those for March, April. So those are interesting, along with our regular schedule there, you know, wintertime schedule. And then our summertime schedule has been modified a little bit, more six-day trips now.
Nice.
And then we strung together eight-day trips where those Puerto Vallarta trips were because of the option for Guadalupe, because we have the Guadalupe permit. So now we've got a longer 8-day trip fall, which goes all the way into November.
Nice.
Right up until Jack's 15-day fly home accurate trip. So they did a few modifications, and I think a lot of the other boats are under the impression that, you know, long range now is anywhere from a lot of 6s, 7s, 8s, you know, that type length of trip, or short, or 3, you know, right now with the destinations that we have. And just kind of, you got to modify for the fishery is what you got to do. So I think a lot of guys have done that, and it's worked out pretty good. So a lot of people that are interested in doing a short trip, you may have more option on some of these long-range boats now to do a 3-day trip.
All right. Really feel, get the long-range feel on a short boat and then get you hooked.
Yeah, exactly. Well, it's not just that. It's that there is a local fishery, and if you do a 3-day trip, you know, it's totally feasible. But if you're out on a 6-day or a 5-day, it's hard to do both, you know, try and run south and then run back north, and it becomes maddening. So you can focus up there in the local grounds. That's great on just a shorter trip. So,
with the way that this bluefin was the last couple of years, and, I mean, with a catch like we saw on your boat already, it's certainly feasible to think that we'll have an opportunity to catch those, you know, nice bluefins again this year close to home. How nice to be able to do it on a boat like the Rooster, you know, with all the bait capacity and all the food and all the comforts that you would have on a long trip, but you get to experience that in a much shorter time, not missing a bunch of work.
Yeah, no, absolutely. You know, and time's a big thing now. You know, people, you know, hey, man, I'd love to go out. I just don't want to be out for 2 weeks, or I don't want to be out for, you know, 8 days. And, that, you know, and that's the name of the game here, man. Guys don't have quite the time to do long, long, long trips. And more power to the people that do. I got to tell you, I mean, congratulations to those of you that do have the time can spend that kind of time going out on a long, long, long trip.
Yeah,
so.
No kidding. So, okay, so your next trip, you got dude maintenance now. Your next trip is June heat. Tell us about that trip. That has quite a history to it, doesn't it?
You know, it's funny. Michael Folks came over, and he's the one that originally did the screening for that, for June heat. And that originated when Ron Gribble was running the boat. So that, I mean, it's 20-plus years.
Yeah, cool.
Excuse
me.
I'm
going to say 25-plus years.
I'm afraid it is. Yeah, I'm afraid it is. And, you know, and Michael Folks came by the booth when we were up at Long Beach there at the Fred Hall Show, and he talked, because he's getting into doing websites and whatnot with Inside Sport Fishing. So we talked about that, and he goes, boy, oh, boy, man, it's been decades now since we originally
did
that. And it's really become kind of an icon for the boat, you know. It's I mean, he did a beautiful job with putting that movie together.
Amazing.
And even to this day, with how many changes and what is now considered state-of-the-art, it does, you know, with the short shorts and the high-top white sneakers and all that on the June Heat video. It looks old. You're like, wow, but it's still exciting, and you see the caliber of fishing. So,
and Tommy Rothery's still wearing those shorts.
Yeah, Riddler's still sporting them. No, it's fun. It's fun to look at, you know, date back and check things out. I mean, at the time, I think I was 20, 21 or 22 years old. So it's like, yeah. Look at that kid.
You think it's the same pair of shorts he wore 25 years ago?
Could be, man.
Get a new pair.
Zafco's are out there.
Yeah, they're indestructible.
Yeah, it wouldn't surprise anybody. I mean, you can't break them.
Yeah, no doubt. For sure.
That's cool, man.
So June Heat has that history. And what about the fishing? That's kind of late down there, isn't it?
It is late, you know, but believe it or not, the last 2 years we've had pretty good fishing out at that bank that late, you know, and it's just one of those things that becomes, you know, you get those groups, and it does get a little bit sharky periods of the year that late like that, and sometimes early, but. Yeah, it's been successful. I mean, I don't know how else to put it, you know. It's been late, but it's been successful for whatever
Wahoo
reason.
Tuna,
same
right?
Trip doesn't happen for 25 years for no reason.
Well, yeah, and I mean, it never is a trip the same. I mean, as you guys know, it doesn't matter when, how, where, and no trips are ever the same. There's always downfalls, and there's always, you know, things to look forward to, and good things that happen, bad things that happen. I mean, you've all heard of the trips where people have actually had to get, you know, airlifted off the boat and kind of configure your whole trip, and it's like, ugh, kind of a bummer. But that's a downfall of a trip, you know, a long trip like that. And then the upswing of the trip is, oh, my God, we had such good fishing, we didn't have anything to do the last 3 days of the trip, you know? So it's like, wow, you know.
That's a good problem.
We had to cut everything off.
Yeah, wow, how fantastic was that? So, you know, it's ups and downs of fishing. That's what makes it exciting.
Yeah.
You know, I'm the last person to say if every trip was absolutely, if it was easy, I hate to say it, but it probably wouldn't be as fun.
No, that's for sure.
Yeah.
I'd be willing to give it a shot.
It's sport.
Maybe try that a little bit.
I'm willing to give
it
a shot.
Let's give it a chance.
the thing about long range fishing, it's sport fishing on steroids. It's the ultimate sport fishing,
no
really,
doubt,
right?
Yeah, it can be, for sure. It's like everything else, but it can be, you know.
But it's still fishing.
It's still fishing.
Yeah, it's not catching.
It's still fishing. You got weather, timing, elements. I mean, it's the same. It's just on a grander scale.
If you're talking about the long, long trips, it oftentimes, probably more oftentimes, is more difficult fishing, less bites. And you know, you go fishing in the summertime, you're going to be doing a lot of yanking and cranking. And when you go on those long trips,
it's work.
It's work for sure. I mean, you're working all day to get a bite or two, you know, and that's it. And if you had three bites every day on a long range, you had a great trip. You know,
absolutely.
You caught two of those three or one of those three every day. You turn around, you had a fantastic trip.
Because they're biggin'.
It's trophy hunting. It's just a totally different deal. But when everything connects, it's the ultimate challenge. It's whatever cliche saying you want to put, but they're all true. I mean, it is. It's very difficult to do, or not very difficult, but it's tougher, and you got to work for it. And then when you catch them, they're harder to get. But when you do, it's pictures and flash bulbs and the coolest thing around, man, no doubt.
No question. So you mentioned weather, and one of the boats you want to be on is that Red Rooster 3, because that thing is a big boat.
Yeah, it's comfortable for sure. Yeah. You know, it is a very comfortable boat. And, you know, it's all relative. Like some of the guys, it doesn't matter what boat you're on, you get used to it. And it's just the way it is. You know, you think, oh, well, you know, I wouldn't know any different because I haven't driven this boat or that boat. So it's a nice, comfortable boat, and the people that come out say that it's comfortable, and it's dry. You know, it's a boat that doesn't get real wet. I was just talking to Jeff the other day about different boats and this and that. There are some boats in the fleet that are wet. There's some boats that are fast. There's some boats that are slow. There's some boats that are wide that are very nice to fish off of. There's some boats that aren't as wide. It just depends on what you're comfortable on. You know, everybody has a different kind of palette for how they want to ride and how they're treated on these boats, and that's a big part of it all. You know, every boat is different, and you find one that you like and you like to spend time on, that's the one you spend your vacations on.
Sure.
Absolutely. Yeah. So, but it is a nice, and it's fast, which is nice, you know, especially on a long
engines,
move.
Right?
Yeah. So
yeah.
It, you know, we average probably 10, 8, maybe 11, you know,
wow,
sometimes, which is fast over a period of 3 days
that's
or
awesome.
2 days,
yeah,
you know.
Totally.
I mean, all of a sudden you're like, oh, we're saving 10 hours, you know.
Yeah. Adds up over.
Oh, yeah. Days. It adds up for sure. It adds up over 2 days, but it is a nice little advantage to have. And hopefully things continue to run well.
Yeah, it's a boat, though, you know.
Yeah, I know. I just right now I just kind of had a little brain seize there. I was thinking about Monday.
I have those same issues on that boat, right?
I looked at the picture of the boat, yeah. And I was like, that's right.
This.
We got to do that.
That's
darn it.
Well, do you have spots available this summer? I mean, are there spots?
Well, there's
on the boat?
There's a first 8-day trip that Bob Peterson's got. It's a Seeker sponsored trip, and then I think it's one of those things where if there's 31 people, there's one spot on this trip, two spots on this trip, two spots on that trip type of thing, where there's just a couple, where we had a couple people cancel. And then rebooked it, and then a couple people cancel on another one, and then rebooked it, which is common, you know. I mean, things come up, people can't go. And our cancellation policy is pretty flexible, so we'll usually try and accommodate the people that can't
sure.
make it for whatever reason, you know. I mean, for forsaken things, it's a little different. But, yeah, if anybody's interested, and you can look at the website, but you can call the office and talk to Maria, and then she can give you a pretty good heads up on
what's
going on.
What's going to come up.
Yeah, like, how's it looking? You know, oh, there's 7 standbys. You know, it's like, well, maybe we should look at something else.
Yeah.
You know, so.
And she knows.
Oh, yeah, you just look right down the books. I mean, it's no mystery. You just look and you go, well, this one's got a bunch of standbys. That's not a good idea. This one, it looks like there's this spot and this guy's shaky, so maybe that'll work out.
You guys having already made a great catch of big bluefin, you know, cow-sized fish and lots of other good ones, sure bodes well for those early 8-day trips, too, the beginning of the season. I mean, already in the back of your pocket know that there's a shot of something to roll with.
Yeah, I think so. I mean, I don't know what kind of impact. I think if, the Royal Polaris is going to be in that area today. And Jonathan's going to be there, and he's going to be fishing around there. So I think that would certainly be an added bonus, you know, get another boat in there and see how that goes. You know, hopefully he gets a few chances and puts together a couple of days. I think he's got today and tomorrow to fish in that area. So
wow,
that'll be something to look at, you know.
Oh,
hey,
yeah.
Let's see how that goes, you know, and then we can kind of build off of that. But it is exciting, and that water condition looks beautiful. If you look at that picture down around that the lower end of the 30 block and the upper end of the 30 block, it's like, whoa, that looks pretty interesting.
Yeah.
You know, you can see that edge that comes up. So, I mean, that's encouraging. And like I said, just keep tabs. I'm sure boats are going to start heading down. And for those 8-day trips, you guys, I mean, we all want to, you know, hear that there's albacore and this and that, but we got to be realistic and be excited about what
absolutely.
Seems available.
What's
you know?
Wrong with a 200-pound bluefin tuna?
As long as they bite, I
yeah.
don't have any problem. You know? I mean, that's cool and all, but
yeah.
you know, you gotta come up with something. You know,
yeah.
2 bites isn't gonna make your whole day,
no doubt.
Especially if they fall off.
Yeah. Well, we talked about it last week. Tom Green, flying for the Bluefin Tuna Pen, saw large amounts, very similar, mm-hmm. if not better than last year's quantity of bluefin in that area. So it's there.
No, it's very exciting.
It's there, and their guys are already on it, which. Hopefully they get their season done early and then leave it alone, and then it's all ours.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. Thank God for quotas.
Yeah, for sure. Well, as you can hear, we have a great show lined up for you today. Andy's a wealth of knowledge about long-range fishing. He's been doing it quite a while.
Yeah, we're stoked, man. It's going to be a great time and lots of fun information and so much to talk about. If you want to be a part of the show this morning, we want to hear from you. It's going to be a busy morning on the phones, I'm sure of that. If you want to get through, there's 2 ways that you can join us. First is with our local line, which is 858 area code 457-1090. Again, 858
877-457-1090, or you can try us on the toll-free number. That number is 877-792-1090. One more time, 877-792-1090. Not only are we talking with Andy all morning, talking Red Rooster and long-range fishing and local fishing and everything in between, we are giving away a great prize for one lucky caller. At the end of the show today, they're going to get to go on a full-day trip aboard the San Diego out of C4 Sport Fishing. Get in on what has already been a great start to the yellowtail season. Captain Ryan Boston, I know, had another couple of great trips this past week here.
Yeah, he had a good one yesterday, and I was out talking to him on the boat down there on Thursday, and he said he's going to give a call later on in the show and give us an update about
Excellent.
What's happening.
Cool.
That yellowtail.
Well, some great yellowtail fishing going on for sure and exciting, and you're going to get a shot at winning that trip, a full-day trip going to one lucky caller at the end of the show today. Again, if you want to get through, have your shot at winning that trip, or better yet, your chance to talk to Andy, 858-457-1090 or 877-792-1090. When we come back, we're going to be taking your phone calls. Lots of great info coming your way. You stay tuned. You're listening to Southern California's Sport Fishing Voice. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090.
Here's John Ireland for Rancho Leonero.
You know, the ranch is unique. It's one of the few places in the world where you can still drive ATVs up the beach. We have fishing from the beach. We have dive trips that we run to Pomo and a number of different spots. Kayaking, of course, has been real big. We were one of the first hotels to introduce kayaking. The ranch is small, you know, it's intimate, it's 34 rooms, so everyone gets to know everyone. The old saying, where everyone knows your name, well, truly at Rancho Leonero, the employees do know pretty darn near all our guests' names. And what's even more interesting is most of the guests know each other's names. Very personal, very intimate, and a special, special environment. 2 miles of beachfront, a mile on either side of the hotel. Rancho Leonero is really the last of the old-style Baja fishing resorts. 1-800-646-2252. 1-800-646-BAHA. And RanchoLeonero.com. I'll personally guarantee your best fishing experience and vacation at Rancho Leonero.
Fifth Avenue Insurance has a new name. It's Snap Insurance. Still providing anglers and boaters with the best in boat insurance and the lowest rates. The experts at Snap Insurance will make sure your boat and property are covered right. Traveling to Mexico? Snap has you covered. You can even work with your agent to wrap your home and auto with your boat policy to save even more. Call them for advice on your current boat policy or any of your insurance needs. Snap Insurance, 800-527-6617 or snapins.com. That's snapins.com. You've heard all about it. You know the anglers catching fish habit, so what's holding you back? It's a fact. Fishdope.com really does help you catch more fish and burn less fuel. Fishdope.com is the only fish finding service with a spotter plane along with a crew of top anglers on the water almost every day that report actual locations and catches. You can get daily catch reports from Point Conception to San Martin Island 365 days a year. Fishdope.com is for everyone, whether you have your own boat, fish on your friend's boat, or a sport boat. Fishdope.com has online planning tools, moon phase, tides, hot bite icons, and more. So bottom line is, if you don't have Fishdope.com, well, you're probably missing a lot of bites. Membership costs less than $50 of gas, and that's for the entire year. That's right, 1 year. What a bargain. Plus, use the special code to save $20 on a new Fishdope.com membership. Check it out today. Fishdope.com. Catch more fish, burn less fuel.
When it comes to fishing rods for saltwater, there's just one name you need to know, CalStar. Take, for example, the Graphiter series. It's a true graphite and fiberglass composite rod, the finest that's ever been built. And for anglers seeking traditional performance, durability, and quality at an affordable price, the CalStar West Coast series of rods and blanks are the ones for you. Their master craftsmen bring decades of rod building experience to every rod they make. So if you want your fishing rods to be truly state-of-the-art, I always recommend CalStar at fine tackle stores everywhere.
For local and long-range fishing, the Islander out of Fisherman's Landing is a favorite among seasoned or novice anglers. But Islander Charters is much more than great fishing. They also do incredible Guadalupe white shark diving trips as well as a schedule of kayak mothership trips. You need to check out the Islander on their website, islander-charters.com. The Islander is San Diego's leader when it comes to 2 to 5 day fishing. Watch the website for trips and adventures available. Experience the Islander difference. Visit islander-charters.com for all the details.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090.
All right, Captain Andy Cates is here from the Red Rooster 3, talking fishing and talking fun here. in Southern California. And, Andy, what's your forecast? What do you think is going to happen this summer?
Uh-oh. well, I mean, if you go with what you see right now, it looks like that line of fish is that bluefin is already coming up. It just depends. I guess it matters where it settles in. You know, if it does what it's done, you know, guys ought to get a chance there locally. You know, the same type of fishing. The interesting thing is going to be what happens down in the 30 block. You know, maybe there'll be
where that bluefin is.
Yeah, where it is now. You know, I mean, who's to say if that doesn't just settle in there? You know, I mean, who knows? That's ironically, that water structure is out there by around that 31-118 cross. You know, and that's traditional. I mean, we've had some epic offshore fishing there. So I don't know, man. It's hard to say. Everyone's excited, and I guess that's half the battle. You know, you get everyone excited, and you get boats out looking, and that's half the battle. So.
There's fish around. I mean, it's still March, right?
Until, yeah.
At least for one more day.
Yeah.
Today.
Yeah.
April 1st, tomorrow, and Easter weekend. It's just, I mean, you know, this is about the time that everything, all the rumors start going around. You start running around looking at yellowtail and rumors of people catching bluefin. This is about that time, right?
Yeah, it would sure be nice to see a little more of that yellowtail fishing on kelps, you know. I mean, last year there was a couple little windows of it, but for the most part, you know, it wasn't super consistent. There wasn't a massive line of it, I guess you would say, but yeah. It'd be nice to see a little bit more of that, you know, where you can pick kelps off, because I heard from all different areas and blocks, you know, the disappointment of this big kelp. Oh, the disappointment of that big kelp, you know. So that'd be nice to see if there's more offshore yellowtail around this year.
It sure helps your offshore tuna looking when you know you've got that in your back pocket.
Oh, absolutely,
and, you
know,
like, man. You can look for a couple hours and, oh, there's a nice kelp, and you can slide in and keep yourself busy for a half hour, an hour, and then roll on to the next one.
Well, you know, I mean, I can't tell you how many times, you know, back in the day where, you know, you'd stop on a kelp and you're shagging small yellowtail, and then all of a sudden you hook one bluefin. And then the next thing you know, you just drifted for 2 days.
They found you.
Yeah, yeah, you know,
cool.
It's like, sure. Whoa, what happened there? So, I mean, you take that element out, and then, I mean, it's just funny how things work out. But that was something else. Like you said, it's nice to be able to stop and get a few of this and get a few of that and mix it up a little bit, especially with the limits being so, you know, you get two fish. That's it.
Yeah.
You know, well, now what, skipper?
Yeah.
You know, well,
looking
hey.
Looking at you, right?
Yeah. Well, hey, we're going to go down and do this, or we're going to go down and do that, or go up and do that. You know, you got to kind of put the trip together, you know. It's not like, oh, we got limits, let's go in.
Not an easy job that you have there.
Yeah, you don't just get to go in.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, we got limits, let's go in.
Let's go. Yeah, well, speaking of limits, you know, the 48th annual Southwestern Yacht Club Bottom Fish Tournament is coming up. Saturday, May 5th, Cinco de Mayo,
nice.
Which actually, by the way, is going to be our very first San Diego County Ford dealer live remote at Encinitas Ford in Encinitas. So we're just finalizing that schedule, and we'll keep you posted on how that goes. But Cinco de Mayo for the bottom fishing tournament there at Southwestern Yacht Club. Fun day of fishing. They're going to have complimentary breakfast, fish fry banquet, live and silent auction, award ceremony. It's a great, great organization, a great, great time, benefiting Elder Help of San Diego. And the fun thing is, open to everybody. You don't necessarily have to be a member of Southwestern Yacht Club, and it's fun. And you talk about limits, there's been really good rock fishing.
Yeah,
here.
Another rock fishing's great.
It's going
right
to be
now.
Interesting to see what takes the big fish there with the Southwestern Yacht Club Bottom Fish Tournament.
That's a fun one that gets huge participation, too. It's in a time of year where there's maybe not a ton of other stuff going on, and it's a really good group of people and a lot of fun, and they do a killer awards thing and big fish dinner afterwards when they're giving away all the prizes and everything. I've been in that tournament a bunch of times, and it's way more of a just a good time than like a hardcore fishing tournament. Everybody gets together before and after, and it's a really cool one. I highly, highly recommend it. Even if you're not some hardcore, you know, I got the best rock cod spots in the world. Just a fun one to go participate and hang out and have a couple of cold ones with everybody afterwards. It's a really, really fun time.
It is a good time. So if you want to participate, check southwesternyc.org or give a call to the club, which is 619-222-0438, and they'll set you up. It's $75 for adults, $25 for juniors 16 and under, And you need to register prior to the 21st so you can get the early bird drawing, too. So
there you go.
That's a good time. Southwestern Yacht Club Bottom Fish Tournament. Check it out. If you want to get through, here's your chance. 858-457-1090 or 877-792-1090 is open right now. Get your chance to win that trip aboard the San Diego. Go catch some yellowtail along with Captain Ryan Bostian there. Now, at the Fred Hall shows, which, Andy, you are participating in the Fred Hall shows in Long Beach. You
oh, yeah.
There?
No, I did a marathon run.
Yeah, you
the whole,
did.
The whole five days.
That was something.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, in the Red Rooster booth and hanging out. Yeah, did you have fun up there?
Yeah, no, it was interesting.
It was a busy show.
Yeah, it was. It was
a lot of
it
people.
Was interesting.
5 days, man. That's a sprint. That's no marathon.
Yeah.
Got to set up the tackle store booth.
Yeah, I know. I'm being a prima donna. I know. You guys, Rick was up there for a week putting that thing together, breaking it down. No, I'm being a real prima donna about it. But it was a nice show.
It was fun. It was a good busy. Show this
yeah,
year.
Yeah, no, I always think, man, I always feel sorry for myself and all the hours we got to put in, then I look at poor Rick.
I know.
He's got to do more hours than I do.
Day nine, you're pretty ready to be home again.
I was on day six, and that was enough, right?
And then more power to the guys that do that for a living.
Straight
they
up,
break
yeah,
down,
exactly.
And then they're going to some other state to build their little deal again and go again.
As much as I like to complain the same way. I mean, there's some guy that, you know, he get his Monday day is traveling to the next one to get to go to him all year. You're absolutely right.
So anyway, so we had a drawing both at Long Beach and Del Mar, and if you signed up for our email blast that we send out every other week, we put you into a prize-winning drawing, and there were three prizes. The third-place prize was a custom-made Anza fillet knife, and we drew all the winners this week, and the winner was Stan Brown. So congratulations,
nice.
Stan. He was very excited, sent him an email, and he responded and came up with that. And then the pair of Maui Jim sunglasses, Rudy Milano was the winner of that. Congratulations to Rudy. And he's going to get a very nice pair of Maui Jim sunglasses.
That's a cool deal for just hanging out and dropping your name in an email list.
And the big winner of the Shimano Tranx 500 HG, Rick Noe.
Nice.
Was the big winner of that Shimano Tranx reel on the first place prize. So thanks to everybody that participated. It was overwhelming response that we had to that event. And so thanks for everybody to sign up for our email blast. And we'll be doing more stuff like that,
too. I like that, man. That's
we
cool.
We have the Let's Talk Hookup Ford dealer remotes coming up that, like we say, we're planning. We're putting that schedule out very soon. So lots of stuff to give away to our lucky listeners out there. All right, let's find out what's biting. The Cast Man, Richard Castaneda from Cast Tours, is on the line.
You got it, buddy. Today, that catch board is sponsored by Gamakatsu Live Bait Hooks. They drive the point home. Gamakatsu features the absolute perfect bends and ideal barbs to allow your bait to swim harder and longer. And when they do fall victim to the intended predator, Gamakatsu hooks bite back with a vengeance. All hooks are not the same. Go with Gamakatsu for infinite success. Let's talk to the Cast Man, Richard Castaneda from Cast Tours. Buenos dias, Cast Man.
Buenos dias, Ricky. Well, as usual, boys, my name was not drawn for any of those prizes.
Well, sorry, Cast Man.
Do you realize it's been almost 25 years and I've never won a prize on that show?
That's just wrong.
Yeah.
You know,
It is wrong.
You know what, Cast Man? I just drew for you, and I'm going to give you a custom Seakeeper pen that I have in my hand
now. We'll speak to management about that.
Congratulations. So don't say you ever won anything. I'm giving you a Seakeeper pen. When I see you in a couple weeks in Panama.
It's a nice pen.
Yeah,
nice
solid
pen. Yeah,
I got to say.
Yeah.
Man,
congratulations.
Congratulations. So now you can say you've won something.
I feel wonderful, Pete.
Yeah,
thank you.
You're welcome.
Finally.
Yeah.
Anyway, fishing. Let's talk fishing. Down in southern Baja, the yellowfin tuna, of course, still hanging around that Hyman and San Luis banks there, just up around the corner from Punta Gordo. Getting some nice fish, anywhere from 20 to 50 pounds. There's been some bigger guys cruising through the area, eating the chum, but won't take the bait. But pretty good bite there on the tuna. Dorado bite did drop this past week. Getting a few fish, anywhere from 10 to 15-pound fish. A few wahoo in the mix. Striped marlin seem to really be starting to go off now. It looks like they're making their big move into the Sea of Cortez, coming around Punta Gordo, heading up to the East Cape. So I think you'll probably see those boats really starting to bank some striped marlin. This time of year that they get in there pretty thick all the way through June and into July. So it's a pretty good bite there. Over in Ixtapa Zihuatanejo there, Fisher moved out. They're out about 15, 20 miles now from when they were in really close to the beach there, a mile or two. But they're averaging about two sail releases per boat per day. A few yellowfin tuna in the mix, a few Dorado, and of course along the beaches there's some really good rooster fish action starting to take off now, some quality fish, 30, 40 pound fish, along with plenty of jacks to keep you occupied there, and a lot of fun on light tackle. And we'll wind up with Cancun there. Looks like that sailfish season is really starting to come around now. You know, it's usually their best sailfish months are going to be April, May, and June. And as usual, that's the time they start coming in pretty good numbers. Otherwise, that's a report. Nothing spectacular this week, but things are happening. And anybody who wants to book a trip into Southern Baja, mainland Mexico, Central America, anywhere you want to go fishing, we'll take care of you. Give us a call at Cast Tours at 800-593-6510 or on the web at www.casttours.com. And thanks for the price, Pete.
Yeah, you're welcome, Castman. I'll see you in 2 weeks in Panama.
Nice.
I'm ready, man. I'm bringing the cigars and the rum.
Okay, very good. We're going to have some fun and catch some fish.
Oh, definitely. Fish is really turning down there, by the way. Looks like those tuna have finally come in. It looks like they're going to be there for a while. So be ready. Hope you're doing your curls.
Oh, yeah. You betcha, buddy. All right. Thanks, Castman. We'll talk to you next Saturday.
See you, boys.
All right. Hey, that is our Cast Tours report. And if you want to get through, 858-457-1090. Open right now. Let's jump in the phone.
You got it, man. Let's start it off with Don, who's calling us from Mira Mesa this morning. Don, thanks for getting us started here on the phones. Let's talk hook up.
Okay. I'm getting ready to make my wind-on leaders, and I've been looking at a lot of stuff, and I'm coming down to, should I use the, or can I use the wax Dacron, or should I go to the Ace Hollow? And what size spectra, and the line size for the bait, that's what I'm basically after for the line.
What size fish you fishing for?
Well, it's for these tuna if they come around this year.
All right, the big bluefin.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Andy, any input on that?
You know, it's funny you bring that up. I had a guy the other day that came up, and he was trying a bunch of different things. And one of them, the reason that he was going to use the Dacron was because trying to make the do the connection with 300-pound monofilament. I think the first thing, you know, and Rick would know, he runs a tackle shop, so I mean he would have be a big asset on that. But you know, try and figure out what pound test you want to start with. I mean, here we're just shooting in the dark right now. We don't even know what you really want to use. Are you going to be dragging the little flying fish around? I mean, it just depends on what you want to do here, I think. Figure out what pound test. Let's start with that. And then the guys can probably put something together for you.
Well, it was basically for the bait hook. I'm all rigged up for the yummies and all that stuff.
Okay, so for bait fishing, were there a lot of bait fish? Were you guys catching a lot of bait fish on that bluefin?
You'd have to ask Ricky. He fished out there more than I did. So
I mean, for sure the opportunities are there. If you're in your own boat and you were trying to catch those big bluefins, there's no secret to it. Like you said, you know, that yummy flyer was the way to do it for sure. In a boat where you don't have unlimited bait capacity, that is just a great way to do it. Those fish are just spooky. They're hard to get on a private boat. We don't really hold the bait that you can pour them on them to get them fired up enough to eat a few things. Could you slow troll one up for sure? I mean, there's guys that definitely caught them that way, and there's guys that are really savvy about, you know, seeing that fish visually, you know, reading which direction a breezer's going, and, you know, very stealthily sliding a couple baits that are slow trolled back into them and getting bites that way. But as far as just, you know, hanging out and fly lining a sardine for those giant ones, it's pretty tough. I mean, it's just a really tough way to do it. That yummy flyer is a great way to do it because you can be so, you can keep that bait so far away from your boat and, you know, keep those things up and happy and milling around and just skip a bait over the top of them. They're a lot more happy to bite than being in the proper.
I don't want to interrupt you, but back to this guy's question, I think what pound test were the guys using fly lining?
80 pound? Yeah, 80 pound is probably small enough that you're still going to get a bite and your bait looks pretty good and you've got enough that you can pull them. I mean, it's just like big fish fishing. I mean, the lighter, the heavier line, the obviously your odds of success are so much higher, and it's still 150 to 200 pound fish. That's not an easy task on 80 pound line. But yeah, I think 80 pound
is probably
your safe.
But doable for sure.
No
you know,
doubt.
Especially bluefin. You know, they're Not quite. It's not like fishing yellowfin, you know.
I totally agree.
Yeah. Now, Andy, let me ask you this. He's talking about using, like, Holloways and doing a splice and loop-to-loop connections, or are you tying knots with Eddie? Are you doing pre-made wind-ons and then loop-to-loop connections with, like, Holloways Power Pro, or are you going to tie a knot like a John Collins knot or something like
well,
that?
Well, I guess it depends on how much fumbling around he wants to do if he wants to change his line, you know.
Yeah.
I mean, I think doing loop-to-loops is premium, you know. It just takes a couple a minute to put a whole new top shot on.
And you have them all pre-made.
Yeah, and you get a little bag and you pull it out and
yep.
Put it on there, do your offshore knot, and you're good to go, you know. So all your bench work can be done at home, you know. Basically, you do it on the bench, and then you have your pre-made leaders and go out. I mean, that's what people do on these long-range trips for 2-3 days, you know. They do all this bench work, and then they have them all indexed out, you know. Boom, oh, here's my next leader.
Right.
And instead of having to go through some big ordeal and change in line, it takes, what, a minute?
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah,
totally.
Done. You know, instead of having to try and do some serve on the deck or something.
Right.
And in a small boat scenario, you guys obviously know how convenient that is, you know. And you
yeah.
change your line in 15 seconds, you're good to go. So
you were talking about material, too, that, you know, and whether the Dacron work. The Dacron definitely will work. I mean, it'll grip the line. That same, it's a friction thing. I mean,
but why would you use Dacron when you have Power Pro Holloway.
Yeah, I mean, I agree. I think I would use the Spectre 2 for diameter reasons. I mean, honestly, the Dacron grips every bit as good,
yeah.
but it's just, you know, it's three times the diameter. So it depends a little bit on the scenario, too. I mean, nowadays we fish, you know, so much small reel. You know, everybody's trying to get away with a smaller reel, and the thing is just absolutely wedged full of Spectra. And, you know, if you've got your thing full, but your, you know, the cuff or the sleeve that you're making out of Dacron is three times as big, now you might run into issues with, you know, your line rubbing on the top bar or the last five revolutions of your spool. You weren't as steady unpacking the line nice and straight, and you're bunched up on one side, and now your wind-on doesn't want to fit on the reel like it would before. So there's nothing wrong with using that line material-wise. It certainly will work and is up to the task and is strong, but and not broke, don't fix it. You can buy, you know, a 50-yard spool of, you know, 100, 130, and 200-pound hollow Spectra for maybe $20 a piece, and you know you've got something that's skinny and strong and is kind of the industry standard that everybody uses. So for a big fish fishing, it's so inexpensive, I would just use the Spectra.
I think that the Dacron anymore would be kind of, like I was saying earlier, if you were using heavy, mm-hmm. heavy diameter, big diameter monofilament, because you know, that's not going to work for the Spectre. You can't serve it in there. But, you know, I mean, that you pretty much nailed it, Rick. I mean, that's what guys are going for. If you've got this stealthy outfit that's all nice and Sano, and then all of a sudden you get some bulky Dacron on there, you're kind of going against the grain.
Oh, that's what
know?
I think. Yeah, exactly.
You really are. So, I mean, those are wise words for sure, you know.
Definitely. Hey, thanks a lot for the phone call this morning.
Hey, when we come back, we got a lot more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way. More of your phone calls, more great information. You stay tuned. You're listening to Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090.
No matter what the season, Rapala Lure should always be a part of your fishing arsenal. It's time to stock up on the trolling lure that's proven to catch more fish. X-Rap Magnum by Rapala. Every X-Rap Mag runs perfect right out of the box. All have extreme action with a controlled, deep diving, aggressive swimming motion. The large diving lip partners with premium VMC hooks and an irresistible rattle. Here's some big news. X-Rap mags now get up to 40 feet deep with the new X-Mag 40. Spool up with Suffix line, which was designed and recommended for trolling X-Rap mags, and you have a deadly combo. You should also check out Rapala Husky Magnum heavy-duty high-speed trolling lures built for battling large game fish. The Husky Mag lures, like all Rapala lures, are built tough and available at a great price. So bottom line, the X-Rap Magnum or the Rapala Husky Magnum are the ultimate trolling lures for Southern California and Baja saltwater fishing. Available in a variety of colors and sizes. No matter what you choose, the fish can't resist Rapala. Ask your local tackle dealer which is the hottest color and size and start catching more fish. See the entire lineup at Rapala.com.
Rock Cod Rick here for West Coast Marine and Parker Boats. You see them all over Southern California waters. Parker Boats of the Launch Ramp, the offshore islands. You wake up in the morning on an overnight trip, and there they are. Parker Boats of all size fishing in the same area as the sporties. There's a good reason for it. Fishability and seaworthiness. Of all the boats out there, my boat partner and I chose to get a brand new 25 Parker center console from Kevin Kelly and the gang at West Coast Marine, and I could not be happier. Wow, what a fishing machine. Parker Marine builds a heavy-duty, industrial-strength boat, probably overbuilt, but that's why so many 4 and 6 pack charters choose to operate Parkers. We thank the guys at Pinnacle Sport Fishing, Season Sport Fishing, One Man Charters, Black and Blue Sport Fishing for their confidence in Parker boats. Take it from me, if you are ready for a new Parker at a fair, upfront, and honest deal, you need to see Kevin Kelly at West Coast Marine, located at 1555 Newport Boulevard in Costa Mesa, or check out their inventory and information at westcoastmarine.com.
Hey, it's time for the 30-second Power Pro Seminar. Here's the hot tip for those of us that like to fish with small reels for big fish. Fill your spools with Power Pro Max Quattro. It's 25% thinner than standard Power Pro. That means you're going to get more line on that small reel. Plus, you can fly line your bait more effectively. Here's another tip about Power Pro Max Quattro. Your casting distance will increase in addition to increasing your spool capacity. So downsize your tackle and use Power Pro Max Quattro. Check powerpro.com for more information.
This is Greg Stotesbury from AFCO. For more than 58 years, the American Fishing Tackle Company has been recognized as the premier manufacturer of precision-built offshore fishing tackle. AFCO continues this tradition today with an innovative technical fishing clothing line designed and built by fishermen for fishermen. From our next-generation waterproof shorts like Tactical or Stealth to our new anhydrous waterproof jacket and bibs, the entire AFCO clothing line is purpose-built with the latest AFTEC fabrics and features designed to deliver for the demanding angler. To find AFCO products, go to AFCO.com and find a dealer near you.
XERS 1090 AM Rosarito, Baja California.
San Diego's sports leader.
The home of ESPN Radio.
The Mighty 1090.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090. Pete Gray here along with Rock Cod Rick Maxa. Having a good time talking fishing here with Captain Andy Cates from the Red Rooster 3. And boy, oh boy, fun time of the year, isn't it, Andy, when you're talking about what's coming, what's the big predictions, right?
Yeah, no, it's exciting, man. Everyone's all fired up and getting ready to, everyone's doing maintenance, getting their boats ready.
Yeah, the boats are sprucing up, man. If you go down to the landings right now, man, the Royal Star has like this big old coat around it.
Oh, yeah, he's painting the mast.
Is that what he's doing?
Yeah, so you got your scaffolding and your shrink right there.
Yeah, yeah, and then Islander's doing a bunch of work on the boat and Red Roosters. Now, have you hauled out yet?
No, we haul out on Thursday.
On Thursday.
Shelter Island Boatyard.
Oh, right here, local.
Oh, yeah. We have a 3/4 inch to spare on each side.
Is that right?
Yeah.
3/4 inch?
On each side.
On each side of the lift.
Mm-hmm.
Holy
mackerel. We just made it, and it's a great yard. Wayne takes good care of us, and it's a great yard. And some of the other guys are going in there now. I know Timmy went in there.
Yep.
I think Kiyohara went in there. Tommy Rothery went in there. So it's becoming popular for our industry, that boatyard, which was always kind of like, oh, maybe it's just a yacht place. Well, it's not. You know, they do a great job. But back to the other thing, you know, I was referring to all the little boats, you know. I mean, I was over there at Southwestern Yacht Club. Guys are all fussing around with their boats. They're at the San Diego Yacht Club. Guys fussing around with their boats.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, it's buzzing around, you know.
There's always something to do on a boat.
Everybody's buzzing around. West Marine's got people flying in and out.
Oh,
so
yeah.
There you go.
Marine Exchange.
Industry.
Yeah, for sure. Hey, let's go live on the water right now. Captain Ryan Bostian's live on the San Diego. Good morning, Ryan.
Good morning, Pete. How you doing? We're headed down here on our Coronado Island trip looking for some more yellowtail.
Yeah, you had a good score yesterday, right?
Yeah, we did. We had 63 yellowtail yesterday. The Mission Bell, I think, has 76. There's been some good fishing this week. You know, it's hit or miss. It's a lot kind of like offshore fishing, although we're at the islands. We're driving around looking for one, two, or three opportunities. It seems like these schools are kind of moving around. They haven't settled into an area yet. And if you get around a school at the right time, you can catch a whole bunch of them in a hurry. They come up boiling. There's stuff to cast out with a surface iron. There's yo-yo bites. There's fly line bait bites. It's been a lot of fun. It's a been a good way to get our season started here.
And cool. Beautiful weather here for the last few days, for sure. And, boy, it's definitely something you want to do on a sport boat right now, too, because I was down there on Thursday. It's, if you don't have a side-scan sonar, it's pretty tough, right?
It is. It's, you know, there's certain styles of fishing that set up real nice for the private boats, big bird schools that you can see from a long ways away, and, you know, that situation sets up real nice for a private boat. And then there's certain situations that set up real nice for a sport boat, and this is definitely one of them.
Yeah.
All the schools are down deep, and, you know, yesterday if we would not have had our side scan sonar, we would have not caught a single fish. So it's sonar fishing, but if you get on them, they come up and they boil around. It's been a lot of fun.
That's awesome, Ryan.
Fun stuff, and, boy, it's great. So are you going to be running on a regular basis here on the San Diego?
Yeah, you know, Pete, we're online every single day. It's reservations dependent right now at this time of year. We need to have, you know, a certain amount of reservations to go. That number kind of changes based on the weather. If we have a good weather window, you know, we'll push it. We'll go out here with 5 people, 8 people. If the weather's going to be a little snotty, then we might bump our minimum up a ways. There's a lot of factors that go into that number of what our minimum passenger count is. So we don't like to put up just a set number, because there's too many factors, weather sure. factors. If we hear of some fishing information, I'll go out here with one passenger just to get some fish. So
somehow I don't think that's going to happen, but it certainly would be fun to go with just a couple guys on the boat. But, hey, Ryan, if somebody wants to gear up for fishing for this yellowtail, what do we need to bring? Give us the hint. If we're going to come aboard the San Diego, let's say tomorrow, what do we need to bring with us?
All you would need to bring right now is like a 20 or a 25-pound fly line bait rod and then a 30, 40, or 50-pound yo-yo rod. And that yo-yo rod can also double as your rockfish outfit if we do that. If we're catching yellowtail, we will not target the rockfish. But if it gets to be 1 o'clock in the afternoon and we have not caught a yellowtail yet, then we may think about doing some rockfish fishing. But yellowtail are the top priority. You know, yesterday we had a good stop right out of the gate. Our first stop of the day, we had 32 fish, so we didn't have to worry about the rockfish fishing. But for yellowtail, a fly line bait rod, 20, 25, or 30 pound, and then a yo-yo rod and an assortment of yo-yo lures, like 6X Juniors, Taddy 4Os, or whatever your favorite heavy lure is.
You need to go light on your bait rod or just a normal 25-pound test?
Yeah, just normal standard issue fly line bait rod. And for the Coronado Islands, I like 25-pound test. Even 30-pound is fine. They have not been line shy when they come up. The biggest challenge of this fishing right now is locating them. There's no birds on them. They could be anywhere. It's honestly, it's like a 10-mile square area where you could find a school. So it's kind of been a bit of a challenge to get them pinned down on a day-to-day basis. But if you get around them, they're not line shy, and you can fish 40 or 50-pound on your yo-yo rod, and you can fish 25 or 30-pound on your fly line bait rod.
That's awesome, Ryan. And, boy, just to see the scores like you had yesterday, knowing that this is the early part of the season, bodes so well for what's going on. And, boy, all week you guys have been having just trip after trip after trip. I mean, there's been a very high success rate on the San Diego.
Yeah, we've been scratching away. You know, it's involved a lot of work. We have covered some water. You know, we had a trip 4 or 5 days ago where at 1:30 in the afternoon we were skunked. And then we hit a school, we caught 20. We hit another school right after that and caught 30. We ended up with like 58 fish out of 2 stops between 1:30 and 3.
Wow.
So it can happen fast.
That's awesome.
That's awesome. Well, if somebody wants to come on the San Diego, how do we do it?
What you want to do is call Seaforth Sport Fishing at 619-224-3383. That's probably the most popular way to book a trip. We're also online at www.thesandiego.com. You can book a trip through there, Facebook, Instagram. We're all over that stuff. But probably the best way to book a trip is just call the landing, and the guys that work there are fantastic. They can give you all the tackle suggestions you need. And I would recommend calling the landing at 619-224-3383.
All right, that sounds great. And a week from tomorrow, April 8th, Captain Ryan Boschman will be right here in the Mighty 1090 studio to talk yellowtail and more with us. Looking forward to having you in the studio next Sunday.
Always look forward to it. I'll see you guys next Sunday.
All right. Thanks a lot. Ryan. Appreciate that. And, of course, somebody can win a trip to go fishing for Yellowtail right now with Captain Ryan Bosch. And a full-day trip we're giving away today to one lucky caller at 858-457-1090 or 877-792-1090.
His report just has me thinking about, like, the old days on how good we have it now. Like, he just described his last week where they averaged 30 to 60 yellowtail a trip is, we're scratching away at a couple of them. I remember not long ago, if there were 30 yellowtail on a trip to the Coronado Islands, that was no scratching. That was headline, big deal,
fishing,
like boats are full for the next week, 30 of them.
Yeah.
And that was the low count this week. You know, they had 60 the other day. Yeah, we're scratching away, okay, we got a couple, you know, and that's big. That's really good fishing.
Fell at 70.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah, it's 2, 3, 4 yellowtail around for everybody. So some great opportunities
get
to go
there,
right
go
now
fishing.
While the loads are still light, too. You know, you put this exact same fishing in August and the boat's full and you can't hardly get a reservation. So a very cool
August,
opportunity.
Probably in about a month from
now.
Right?
You know what I'm saying? There's great fishing going on at good size yellowtail right now. It's just, it'd be crazy not to be going. Hey, when we come back, we got a lot of Let's Talk Hookup coming your way. We got more of your phone calls, more catch reports. You stay tuned. You're listening to Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090.
Pete here to tell you about our friends Jim and Mary and their incredible crew at Poway Valley Collision. I hear it all the time. Hey, I took my car to Poway Valley Collision, and you were right. Mentioned you guys, and they gave us the VIP treatment, fixed our car, and even gave us a special price. Believe me when I say, Poway Valley Collision is worth the drive from anywhere in the Southland. We know you may not need them now, but when accidents happen, it pays to go to Poway Valley Collision. And I'm not fooling. Our listeners can save hundreds of dollars on your car or truck repair. They work with most insurance companies, including Auto Club, MetLife, and Wawanisa, and more. All you do is call Jim, Mary, or any of their team members, and they do all the rest. No hassles, just top-notch work and VIP treatment. I had my car repaired at Poway Valley Collision, and the job was perfect. So get your vehicle fixed right at Poway Valley Collision, 14211 Garden Road in Poway. Check PowayValleyCollision.com.
Sport fishing, not just for dad anymore. At Dana Wharf Sport Fishing, kids fish free every Sunday. Free half-day fishing trip and clinic free for kids 12 and under every Sunday at Dana Wharf. Join the Dana Wharf Kids Club and get over $100 of really cool stuff like 2 free fishing trips, a free whale watch trip, and more. Dana Wharf, everyone's favorite since 1971. Click DanaWharf.com or visit them in the Dana Point Harbor, the bass capital of the West, and only minutes from the 5 Freeway in Orange County. DanaWharf.com, where kids fish free.
Fisherman's Landing is the top choice in local and long-range fishing. Hi, this is Doug Kern. Our hardworking crew is always looking for ways to improve your fishing experience. We offer the finest open party trips from 1 to 3 days, the best charter boats available, and of course, our world-renowned long-range fleet is second to none. We are proud to say Fisherman's Landing is now a full-service sport fishing operation, offering half-day trips on the Dolphin, and now, for the first time in the long history of Fisherman's Landing, we have three-quarter-day open party trips on the Liberty. We built the Liberty specifically to offer a better experience. Run by veteran captain Taro Takeuchi, the 85-foot Liberty is the first open party three-quarter day boat to offer bunks for your comfort. She also has huge bait capacity and RSW fish holds to keep your catch fresh. Plus, Liberty has a big galley and 2 interior heads with showers. Our open party trips from half day, three-quarter day, or 1 to 3 day trips can be easily booked online at fishermanslanding.com or give us a call at 619-221-8500. I'll see you at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego.
XEPRS 1090 AM Rosarito, Baja California.
San Diego's sports leader.
The home of ESPN Radio.
The Mighty 1090.
Fifth Avenue Insurance has a new name. It's Snap Insurance, still providing anglers and boaters with the best in boat insurance and the lowest rates. The experts at Snap Insurance will make sure your boat and property are covered right. Traveling to Mexico? Snap has you covered. You can even work with your agent to wrap your home and auto with your boat policy to save even more. Call them for advice on your current boat policy or any of your insurance needs. Snap Insurance, 800-527-6617 or snapins.com. That's SNAPPINS.com.
Who's going to be more successful? The guy with a state-of-the-art fish finder and the latest sonar technology? Or the guy who wastes time looking for fish the old-fashioned way? Smart fishermen know how to embrace technology. And no one understands technology better than your San Diego County Ford dealer. The new F-150 is the only truck available with Pro Trailer Backup Assist, the most advanced, most efficient way to back a trailer ever. It's just one of many high-tech features you won't find on any other truck. Ford is also the only brand available with EcoBoost, a twin turbocharged engine that offers impressive fuel economy without sacrificing power. In other words, Ford trucks just flat out work smarter. So whether you're on the road or on the water, don't let technology pass you by. Come in now and get a clearance price on a new high-tech 2017 F-Series pickup. Visit your nearest San Diego County Ford dealer today. Ford, that's California smart. Learn more at buyfordnow.com.
Here's John Ireland for Rancho Leonero.
Rancho Leonero was awarded the Certificate of Excellence from TripAdvisor for four straight years. Especially interesting, most hotels are just hotels, and most people stay in the hotel and go do their activities elsewhere. Rancho Leonero, of course, provides fishing, diving, all activities, all meals, your whole vacation. So the fact that we're so highly rated, we're very proud of it. From picking you up at the airport to dropping you off, literally everything is turnkey from there. We make it as easy as we can for you at the ranch. From your meals to whether you're going to go fishing or diving or just hang out by the pool. When you're coming to Rancho Leonero, you are coming to John Ireland's home. I guarantee the best fishing vacation experience in all of Baja. That's unique. There's nowhere that I could think of to get the same experience that you get at Rancho Leonero. Our new reservation phone number is 800-646-2252, 646-BAJA, and rancholeonero.com. It's really unique. It is. We're very proud of it.